Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you, and you, wherever you might be, call a friend and tell a friend. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always come, amen, in a simple way whereby we all can understand. Bible said, where two or three come together in his name, there he'll be in the midst. And we thank you for being your supporter and supporting this program. Amen. Because of you, we're still around. Amen. Blessing the Lord with what we have. Now, Father, we thank you for our gathering. And, Lord, we ask you to look upon the listeners of this broadcast, wherever they might be. Lord, you know all about them. You know their problems and their situations. And God, we ask you to help, oh God, strengthen and deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind Satan's hand on every part, oh God, because we know you are able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we thank you for all the listeners and wherever they might be, whatever problems they're going through, because you say you never leave us, you never forsake us, and we believe so. And God, we bind all sickness, all diseases, all trials and tribulation, whatever weapon the enemy is trying, oh God, whatever weapon Satan is trying against your people, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, because in your name, Christ Jesus, we have victory. In your name, God, in Christ's name, amen. The Messiah, you have done it already. You have cleared the way for your people. And Lord, we thank you right now as you stretch your hand upon each and every listener, oh God, and through your Holy Spirit, reveal the mysteries and, oh God, and the power of understanding, oh God, in this program, that they can walk free and restricted. Oh God, not bound in the mind, not bound in the spirit. Oh God, release all the past and give them a new way and strength. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
I love you, Jesus. And now I know.
Challenge is this study and this program at this time that we're seeking, amen, to understand the love of God and his love towards us. And this is what the title of this program and this study is: what is the love covenant of God? What is the love covenant? Amen. Do we really know? Amen. And we're hoping and praying that this would put together the puzzle. This will put together, amen, the little doubts that the enemy bring from time to time. And he will bring the doubts, amen. And we're praying, amen, through this touch and this revelation through your Holy Spirit, amen, that God will reveal to you, amen, like he did with Peter, Apostle Peter at the time, amen, in the book of Matthew's. Amen. When he was talking there, and he asked Peter, "Who do men say that I really am?" Amen. And some said it, and they began to quote one back to the other. He said, "Well, some said thou art Elijah." Amen. They made that statement because of the things they seen the Son of God do. There were some that say, that are John the Baptist. Amen. Then the Apostle Peter, amen, during that time, Peter, the disciple, amen, he said, thou art the Christ. Amen. Jesus said, he spoke to Simon Peter, amen, began to tell him, amen, that other words, that flesh and blood did not reveal that to him. Amen. The Spirit of God revealed that to him. Amen. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Christ means the Messiah, the anointed one. Amen. Jesus, God, only begotten Son, God in the flesh, walking among his people. Amen. But right there, at that time, the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter, no, this is the Messiah. This is the one, amen, that you're looking for. This is the one. In other words, that mankind and through the scripture, amen. We're going to read a portion of the book of St. Luke, amen. But we're looking here, amen, in this study to have the Holy Spirit reveal to that missing part, amen, of salvation. You know, it always come, some things come around and reading scriptures and this, that, and the other, but look like it's just something you feel that might be just missing. It's missing that you really can't put your finger on. Amen. Looking in the book of St. Luke, amen, in the book of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, the last chapter, amen, when Jesus began to appear unto his disciples, amen, and we're going to pick it up at the 34th verse of the 24th chapter. It's at the time that Jesus rose and he was talking to his disciples, and he said that, and he saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon, told what things were done in the way and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and afraid, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, it is I myself, handle me and see. For a spirit has not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were yet believing not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of a honeycomb. And he took it and did eat for them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they may understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. And he led them out as far as Bethlehem, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was apart from them and carried up into heaven. and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continued in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Here we see here, amen, what John the Baptist spoke of, amen, before, in the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." Amen. So we that was the part there, amen, concerning, amen, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And the question is, why, amen, sometime, what is the his purpose, amen, and we're looking at, amen, what was the purpose of his death, burial, and resurrection, amen, for we ourselves know, as here in America and throughout the world, there's a connection that people vow a vow. You know, in marriages, they give rings and they vow to themselves and they vow to each other. Amen. And they, one of the first institutions of the Bible was concerning man and woman. Amen. Was concerning marriages. Amen. When the Bible says in the book of Genesis, the book, amen, when Adam woke up out of his sleep, and God, after God woke him up after the operation, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, and we shall, the woman shall be called, amen, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Amen. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cling unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Now that oneness carried over. Amen. The 25th verse says of the second chapter of Genesis, "And they were both naked, man and his wife, and was not ashamed." Now, the oneness, amen, that God seeks for and that God always wanted, amen, man, amen, man is his jewelry, his prize, amen. And the oneness that God always has seek for in us and with him, that we not depart from him. The problem is that sin came in and sin contaminated, because of disobedience, it contaminated mankind, and which we know, amen, the bloodline was contaminated. And there was a time where God sought, amen, to bring man back into his connection with him, to forgive him. And he calls at the time that when they had sinned, amen, he took an animal. God took an animal and took the skin from the animal, amen, and wrapped them up, Adam and Eve. And that part of the covenant, amen, Adam and Eve, in the first chapter, third chapter of Genesis, and the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become as one of us, knowing good and evil. Now let us put his hand and take away the tree of life and eat and live." Therefore, the Lord, amen, he put him out of the garden. The Lord put him out of the garden. Amen. So a lot of things, and you hear me always talk about the garden. Amen. A lot of the things, the history and the problems, amen, that brought us, mankind, because man was, he was deceived. The conversation of the enemy always, pastors and leaders always have a problem when they're teaching and preaching the truth. Be aware that the same tactics that the enemy used in the garden, he will go right around and re-counsel, amen, and talk to people and try to discredit your subject matter and your lesson, or the husband and wife, amen. The enemy always will come back around, amen, and try to reiterate something to his wife, to the husband, try to break up their oneness, break up that oneness that God wants. Connection. He wants that oneness. Amen. Because in agreement is power in agreement. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we'll find in 1 John, and I'm getting to the point here. Amen. We want to lay a little groundwork. Amen. There's so many different ways. We're looking at 1 John. 1 John, the 5th chapter. Amen. 1 John, the 5th chapter. And you find that there are three that bear record in heaven. 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse, 1 John. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three are one. And you notice the 1 John 1 and 4th chapter and the 4th verse. So ye are of God, little children, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And Jesus made a statement to Nicodemus, one of the rulers, amen, and rabbis and teachers, because Nicodemus came to him, amen, privately seeking some understanding about what he was teaching. And Jesus told him that he had to be reborn. He had to be had to go through a new birth. Amen. Now the new birth, what Jesus was speaking of, amen, because of the bloodline of all mankind was contaminated. Amen. The bloodline of all mankind was contaminated with sin throughout the garden. Sickness and disease and conditions that we're going through now, amen, became through disobedience, and it came in the land, and every boy, child, and girl is born. Amen. They are born and the bloodline is corrupted. Sin is corrupted. So in order, sin cannot enter into heaven. Sin cannot enter into heaven. So God chose, amen. He knows everything. Amen. God chose, amen, another agreement. God chose an avenue that cannot be broken. He chose an avenue of agreement, amen, a binding agreement that cannot be broken. And when any boy, child, girl accept Jesus, amen, as God's son and accept him as a Lord and Savior, John 3:16, amen, God so loved the world. That's the covenant. God loved. That's the master. That's the master love system. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And this is the point here that we're working on. Amen. What binds your salvation, what keeps you, amen, regardless of how you feel, how you walk, how you talk, what condition you're in, amen. Once you begin born into the Spirit of God, amen, being born again into the Spirit of God, into the bloodline of Jesus Christ, there's no corruption in the Spirit. There's no corruption. Amen. That Spirit been born into the blood of Jesus, simplifying. It's been born into the body of Christ through the blood of Jesus, though. Through the blood of Jesus. And what we're talking about, amen, how can this be done and why is it be done? The oldest covenant, amen, the oldest covenant in the world is the bloodline covenant, the blood covenant. Amen. That's the oldest one. Always, God started off in the Garden of Eden, amen, and the blood covenant, the men, amen, throughout the world knows that what can combine a covenant, amen, what combined in the Bible days, even today, amen, what really combined two people together, amen, is the mingling of their blood and their bloodline, amen, of two people, the same thing happened in marriage. When they take vows and they come together, amen, and they children, amen, they change their name. The name has been changed on the wife name. And when they come together and they have children, they combine in their bloodlines, amen, through birth. And they combine in their feelings and emotions and their spirits together. They become one. And the children, amen, they begin to part of their bloodline. So when we accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior, amen, through the blood of Jesus, amen, that covenant, that relationship, amen, combines with the blood of Jesus that washes us and cleanses us and put us in the body of Christ, cannot be broken, cannot be broken. The Bible talks about, amen, a covenant, amen, it's which when you have two parties come together, amen, and when they bind themselves in agreement and a blood cut covenant. And you'll find that many different people in different parts of the world, they come together, amen, and you might have seen it around, but they don't do it too much, amen, in America, but in some parts they shake hands. They just shake hands and take vows. Maybe give rings. And some maybe just put tattoos on. Gangs put tattoos on. And different type of things. But Jesus gave his blood because of the old covenant. Amen. Abraham. Amen. The brethren come together. Amen. And God cut an animal. Amen. The ritual was that you take an animal and you cut that animal. Amen. In two. And you cut an animal in two, and both of y'all standing between that animal. Amen. And you, not only that, but before that time, you changed coats. You changed coats, and that means, amen, that I'm giving you totally, amen, pledging you to my life. I'm giving you my clothes, my coats. Amen. You do the same thing. We exchange that. Amen. We take off each other's belts. I say, okay, you know, during that time they have belts, they have swords and shields, and they take it off and give it to the other person. The other person takes it off and give it to you. Amen. Then after a while, when they cut the animal, they both stand in between it, and they make vows. And they put their hands together and the blood, amen, they cut the blood and put their hands together. Amen. And say, God, watch between me and you. Anything happen to me and you, amen, we're going to fight for each other. We'll fight for each other. The blood is mingled together. Amen. They even take a little of that blood and put it in the cup. Amen. And they drink the blood. Amen. They don't do that anymore. Amen. So you have the changing of names, and you have the scars to prove, amen, that you are, amen, a part of a covenant with someone. All right, we have a caller, amen, but we get to, it's a good subject, amen. We have a caller, a 561 area code, last four digits is 4556. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you on air.
Amen. I enjoyed hearing what I heard, and like you were saying about, like, contamination. It's like, you know, I think about when I sang the song, I once was lost, but now I'm found. He placed my shaky feet on a solid ground. In other words, I was shaking all kind of corrupt things, and I was all in darkness and filth, and God cleaned me up. Hallelujah. I don't need to brag or even boast. What was the antidote? He gave me the gift, which was his precious Holy Ghost. Woo, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
So that's
sir.
All I wanted to throw in. I just wanted to throw my little hat in there and just get some of that good stuff y'all partaking in tonight. God bless you all.
God bless you. We're putting some on the table tonight. Amen. And we have we're trying to put some on the table that people can really put that glue in mind. Amen. It's not about what you got,
yeah,
what you don't have. It's in the blood. And we in Jesus' blood. Amen. And that's why we take
Amen.
Communion. to remind us, amen, the cup that we're taking and the bread that we're eating, amen, this thing is in the blood. We like a cut covenant with Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We're all in the same family, same bloodline.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. God bless you.
God
amen.
Bless
we're
you.
Going up to, good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. We're going to area code 850-2337. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless
you. You got a good topic going there, Lord. I just want to give thanks to God, who's the head of our life, head of our household. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the marriage part and about,
yes, sir,
about two being on one accord. When you got you and your spouse on the same page, boy, you got Jesus in the midst. You could change some things spiritually. You know, I try not to, you know, and I believe in it, not let the sun go down with me and my spouse be at odds against each other. You know, whatever it takes, I tell my wife all the time, I believe in a right and wrong, but whatever it takes, let's just make it right. Let's get ourselves together, because God put us together. He put us together for a reason. And when I believe in stuff like that, and I know that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit works together, and all things are done for the good of those who love the Lord. When I come and I believe in Jesus and I know what, you know, I don't have to know, be right all the time, just long as the Spirit makes it right. Because me, in my ways, I'm unstable sometimes. And then I just want what I want. And then sometimes when I get what I want, I see I didn't even really need it anyway.
All right.
I could be helping, you know, if I could be a help to another person, a role model for another person. Because I want Jesus to be my role model. So that way when somebody see me, they'll know that they can see Christ living in me. What good is it for me to have this world, the whole world, and lose my own soul? There's nothing of value or shiny or glow on this earth that's better than the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
I never had anything like it, and never will. And, you know, I believe in Christ, and that's where I'm at today. Thank you for this topic. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. We have a lot on the table tonight. Amen. Today, whenever we listen to it, it's because of the covenant. Amen. Does tie in, amen, to marriage, and it does tie in to the bloodline. And you cannot break it. It's a binding, amen. It's binding the blood. And Jesus gave His own blood, amen. So when people get in a position, they feel that because they're not able to work or talk or do anything, Jesus said, I'll never leave you. And that's what binds Him. Amen. He gave His blood. God is not going to walk away from us. Amen. We walk away from Him, but, amen, this is when people come to Christ, you got one of the best things in the world, out of this world. Amen. Bulls and heifers and goats, amen, don't work anymore. Doesn't work anymore. It's in the blood of Jesus. It's in the blood of Jesus. We're talking about the covenant, amen, a love covenant, amen, because God loved us. He loved us so much He binded it up through His Son's blood, Jesus the Christ. He binded it up. He binded it. He mended it through the Son of Jesus Christ. So when Jesus was on the cross, amen, He had to die. When He died, amen, it was probably, Romans say God and put His sin on Him. Amen. He became sin. He became corruptible. He became, amen, what we are. Amen. He became sin for us. Amen. So when God brought him up, everything is broken. Every yoke is broken. Every disease, that's what Isaiah talks about in the 56th chapter. Amen. He was bruised. He was wounded for our transgression. Amen. Amen. So everything, nothing missing. Ain't nothing missing. Many times we have to just work on ourselves. But Jesus, God don't miss anything. Amen. He didn't leave nothing out. Amen. Nothing didn't, amen, fall through. Amen. A strike or anything happened. Computers broke down. The letter didn't get there in time. No. Amen. God loved his people. And through the love of God, amen, he binded it. There's certain things that we know been broken in our life. Many things have been broken in our life. People promise a lot. Amen. But when they get down to the conditions that they can't bear, they're not able to carry through. But Jesus bind this love, Christ. God buried his son. And, amen. He brought him up. God said in the book of Romans, it was God that brought Jesus from the dead. Amen. So he had to die because of what? The love and complete the atonement. Amen. The atoning for our life. So whenever these days get weary, where people get, you get to seem as though that you the enemy won't tell you you're not really fit. Amen. You're not really able to carry out or be a great witness like you see on television or whatever. Amen. That'll have nothing to do, amen, with your salvation when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And once you accepted him, amen, and like Peter said, repent. Amen. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. You got to say Christ. There are some Jesus out there. We got the first names. But Jesus the Messiah. He is the Messiah. Amen. All right. All right, we're talking about the covenant that God had set out. There are some many names and many stories. Amen. In the Old Testament, it always was a line, a story that was carried out through by the covenants. Amen. In the Bible. Amen. You have the rainbow. The rainbow was a sign. Amen. The God wasn't going to send in the rain anymore. Amen. There was a rainbow. But there also, there are many other believers. You know, Abraham and through his son and God. Amen. Abraham believed God, Abram. Amen. That's a covenant God set out. Amen. And then we have some other areas, Jonathan. One of the great stories, Jonathan and David. Amen. You hear that, how Jonathan's son, amen, he had thought Mephibosheth, amen. How Jonathan got married and, amen, he left a son. And after Jonathan and Saul got killed, amen, and the children always think, you know, sometimes when these kings take over, they go through and kill up all the family of the past king, making sure, amen, nobody come back and take over again. But David wasn't looking. David made a covenant with Jonathan. He made a covenant with Jonathan. And because of that, all of his children, amen, received the benefit of that covenant. Amen. That David made with Jonathan. And when David began to reign, he looked for Jonathan's son. Amen. Mephibosheth. Amen. But Mephibosheth heard so much problems and things because of the time that David began to reign, the nurse picked him up. He was just a baby. and the nurse was running with the field of chairs, and he fell on him, and he hurt, and he crippled him as a baby. And they hid out, amen, and they hid out and hide him from King David. Amen. David was hunting from him, but as a baby he was hearing, he thought David hated him, and he was talking against David and threatening David's life and calling David names. But all the time, David was willing, amen, to give him back his land. He found him, and he told him that because of your father, amen, I'm going to give you all the inheritance, I promise. Mephibosheth was this, oh, I'm sorry, what can I do? He said, nothing you can do. This is not on you. This was promised to your father, and we have a blood covenant. And this is the same thing with Jesus. Everybody that accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior, God promised to take care of them. There's nothing you can do. The promise is not on you. The promise is in Jesus Christ. Amen. You accepted Jesus. Amen. It's for you and your children, your bloodline. You come in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. Promises. That's why there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do but accept him. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to understand you have all the rights, all the protection. Amen. All the protection, all the healing, all the blessings, amen, of a clean bloodline. Jesus' bloodline is not contaminated. That's why he came through the Holy Spirit. And there's always the argument, no. Jesus' blood is not contaminated. Amen. He was without sin. So is it very important, amen, those that come into Christ even now to remind ourselves when we come together, amen, in communion, amen, the Lord's Supper, it reminds you that it's in the blood. It's a blood covenant. Amen. So Christians all over the world, that's why we don't do any more animal sacrifices and, amen, cut ourselves and different things. Amen. It's the Lamb of God. He already did it. Once we accept him, amen, because if we go any other way, it was contaminated. You're contaminated. They go any other way. Amen. Without Jesus Christ, amen, their salvation is corruptible. And there's no corruption can get into heaven. No corruption can get into heaven. All right. We're going to, I think it's area code 305. And the last four digits, 4271. 4271.
Hello, God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Doc, a lot of things on the table tonight. You got to
we listening at it.
You got to
we thank God for what's being said,
yes, sir.
And kind of hoping that this word is getting out like it ought to be, because mm-hmm. certainly we in this time we really need to hear about this love covenant.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to you there as you read that woman was made taken from the man,
mm-hmm.
and she was brought back to the man. There where I hear the Lord speaks.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way God wanted to be done. This is the opening of the covenant that God has with man. Remember, Jesus came to save us, and saving means from all points, you know. And so, what
mm-hmm.
God did for man, he for his loneliness, he was a perfect man, but God didn't want him to be miserable. That make
right.
a lot of sense, don't it? And this is what sin has done for us. It makes us miserable. Ain't nobody making us mad. It's the sin that brings the stress and so forth. Now that if inside stands up, then you have a good survival point for the outside. But if you let outside get into you and you corrupt, like you said, the blood, the inside, then you got a whole lot of trouble. The doctors can't help you. You see what I'm saying? So I'm looking at the point that we have made contracts all over the world, everywhere. Contracts, the courts now feel the contracts and who said this and who didn't perform this. But now, this covenant that we are talking about is a covenant from God. Amen. And we enter in through Jesus. And when he shed his blood, amen, you just entered the contract. See, when he shed his blood, it formed a fellowship between him and the Father. Amen. And John talks about this fellowship. And he said, now, we tell you about this fellowship. But the basics of it is there's no darkness in it, in the fellowship. So if we are saying that we are in the covenant, you understand, we must also live in the life of Jesus. We must respect that life because God, what he did, he put life physically in the blood. He put your life and my life in our blood. Amen. And because, back to what you're saying, because the blood lines are contaminated, then, amen, it had to be a spiritual matter. Amen. Something spiritual, something wonderful that had never happened before had to happen, amen, to do what? Cleanse our blood. Amen. Okay. I find it so simple after I got to praying and looking at this thing. I'm saying, Lord, you got to fix my mind because Jesus, when he shed his blood, listen, he died, amen, look at this, he died physically, but his blood was alive. That's where his life was. That's where his life is, amen. And when he rose from the dead, amen, you see it in the scripture where he met the woman and she and said, don't touch me. See, he rose from the dead, amen. He was in another dimension in his life, amen. But he yet had his blood. And he said, I got to take my blood, amen, and so what, deposit it, because this is the purpose of it. And so the psalmist picked it up and said, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So what we're looking at here is, we're looking at the definition of the picture, if you will, today, like we like to watch movies. You're looking at an eternal movie, an eternal image, amen, that cannot be changed. And what God did, amen, the Father of our Lord and Savior, what he did, he what? He said, anybody come, let them drink. My God, have mercy. Come drink from this fountain. And that's what the fellowship is about, is Jesus' blood in the fountain. And you come and drink. You remember what they said in the scripture? He said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. So what we're looking at today is the great love of God. He commended his love toward us, amen, in that Jesus died. So every time you say you covered in the blood, that simply means that you got peace with God, amen, and that what? Every time you cry out to him, he'll wash you. He'll forgive your sins, amen. He'll amen. What? You'll grow up some. So in simple terms, amen, this is where we are. We are bound by a covenant, not a contract, because so many are breaking contract. You know, they even changing the scripture today. They even changing the Bibles today. Amen. But that's why he said, listen, let the Holy Ghost dwell in you. He said, let his word dwell in you richly. Amen, that the Holy Ghost may be able to lead you. Let me let it stay right there, Bishop, but you're talking about a great love. It's undefinable. All you can do is get in this thing and try to swim. Amen. Just
amen.
Get in it and walk the best you can. Amen. God told me, said, son, if you walk in my love, your feet will never touch the ground. I had no clue at that time what he was talking to me about. But I see it's a keeping power there. Folk be tossed around, bitch, I better shut up. Folk be tossed around about God watching them and he ain't the kind that stands over you with a gun, and we are not governed by this and by that. We are governed by his covenant. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we what?
Yes, sir.
We commit our way to him. Amen. Mm-hmm. We commend ourselves to God. Amen. We look at the deeds of our body. Amen. And we work on it. We build on it. Amen. Because he is the foundation, amen, that we stand on. Thank you, Bishop. Let me just be quiet right there.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is always welcome. Amen. He's here. Amen. The scripture in Leviticus is the life of the body is in the blood. Amen. The blood bring the life. Amen. And once we look at the covenant, the vow of the covenant and what's involved in that covenant relationship, amen, they take the coat off and give it to one another. Say, now what you got, I got. Amen. And they take the belt off and say, okay, now, you know, this is my protection. They say, okay, that's my protection. Amen. And when you see them different tribes, they have all these cuts and marks on them, and people, amen, will go out and they make covenants with other tribes. Amen. So when they get in trouble, they raise their arm and they show where they all the other cuts. And a wise man, if he's going to try to attack them, he's going to have to attack everybody else. Amen. So we look at the whole picture of what God promised us. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. He said, whatever your needs are, amen, just let me know. Amen. It's all that in the package of salvation, all that came with the package. The covenant, amen, with nothing else need to be added. Everything is there in that package. We just need to draw off it. Be aware that we have, amen, the needs of God. We have the healing of God. We have the blessings of God. Amen. We have all the blessing of Abraham and all the protection, the angels, amen, around us. We have the home in the heavens. Is already there. All that's in the package is unbreakable. Amen. It's all that right there. Amen. All right. Area code 850-2337. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. You know, I was just thinking and listening to you. We got all of the benefits.
Everything.
All of
everything.
Benefits, you know, and Jesus did it for us. It ain't nothing that we did. That's so great and so fantastic. Only thing I have to do is stand still and know who's in charge. And who is in charge, it's definitely not me. And when I'm led by the Holy Spirit and guided, I make no mistakes. I say that because it don't be me doing the thinking. And the beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit thanking for you, God is helping you make the decision. You just there, listening, waiting on the answer. That's what prayer is. Prayer is me talking to God, and meditation is me waiting on the answer. Mm-hmm. When I meditate, an answer come to me. And it be an answer out of love and out of good understanding. And it be so clear. And sometimes I go back to sleep and don't write it down and be done forgot it. And then I try to pray for the same thing to come back to me again. And sometimes it come back and sometimes it don't. But God is, man, the love that of Jesus sustain all of anything else. It sustain anything I can ever imagine or think of.
All right. That's it. I believe, and because of the fact that, amen, listen to the preaching and the which we do have the false prophets out there and the false teachers, amen, and they like they did with in the garden, the enemy, he will come behind and amen. He talked against God and talked against Adam. Every time God put scriptures and tithes out there, he'd jump out there and he'd talk against them. Amen. We know what's in the covenant today, amen. All this false teaching about prosperity and all this thing about we're not right, we're not going to heaven, and all it's in the package. If they know exactly what the covenant is all about, God said, I take your liabilities, I take all your sins, amen, and put it on myself, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus did. That's why he came, is to take all of that. Even though we're still living here, amen, and walking here, but we're not walking by ourselves. We're not walking by ourselves. And we have to be just aware of it, more aware of it, amen, that Jesus is right there. 1 John 4:4 said, he that is in you is greater. And through meditation on this covenant, your covenant relationship through Jesus Christ, and try to understand, amen, whoever accept Christ and they accept him as the Lord and Savior, confess their sins, amen, what they know, and they go through that, amen, that water baptism, amen, that Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission, for the removal of your sins, amen. And you be come up out of that water, amen, knowing, amen, that through the water is a natural thing, but is also a spiritual death. Like Romans 6 said, amen, you be baptized in Jesus Christ, amen. You be dead. You're dead to sin. And realize, amen, you're a new person in Christ. You're a new person. You don't have to carry all of that anymore. You don't have to be involved in all of that. Amen. That was your death. Amen. That's where you died at, Romans 6. Amen. So what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin and God may abound? God forbid. Amen. Amen. Therefore we are buried by baptism unto death, that like Christ was raised up from the dead in the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness. Amen. That's what Paul talking about. We have to renew our mind. We have to renew our mind. In the 6th verse, says, knowing this, that the old man is crucified, and that the body of sin be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve it. You don't have to serve it. Go read that whole chapter. You don't have to put your members, amen, your arms and your legs. They used to catch me a little bit when I was coming into Christ, and amen, at lunchtime. Amen. The men would say, I'll go down to the store or go somewhere and get a lunch and bring it back. And they'd say, why don't you bring me, give me $4 or $5, bring me some a bottle of wine and some cigarettes. And I'd be like a little old grocery store. I'd run down and come back. Amen. And one day the Holy Spirit said, no. And that's good as you read the Bible and go to places that teach in the Word of God. Amen. Because what? You don't want to contaminate. He said, you don't have to use your hands and your members. And, oh, they hit me. Oh, you're not drinking it. You're not smoking it. Yes, but I don't have to use my members, my hands and my mouth, and be involved as an instrument helping somebody else. Amen. Because you have to be delivered. So you have to learn, amen, about this God unbreakable. This unbreakable covenant. So those two things, amen, the churches always push, amen, the water baptism, amen, and communion, because they have a reason for that, amen. It reminds you, amen, of your renewal, communion, the death, burial, and resurrection, amen. And then wine is the covenant that you always, is grape juice, amen. Some have a little bit more alcohol than others, but grape juice, and the breaking of the bread, the body of Jesus broke his body. Amen. That's that covenant relationship. It reminds you daily, from time to time, whenever you decide to, your leaders or whatever lead you into that presentation, it reminds you, yes, we still live in this body, but that spirit in your heaven has been forgiven. It's been broken. Amen. It's been broken. Amen. And you catch this revelation, study over it. Amen. Go back through Jonathan and David. Amen. Abraham. Amen. Those covenants. The Old Testament speaker of the Old Covenant. It's the Old Covenant all the way through. Then when coming to Jesus Christ, Hebrews talk about, amen, we don't have to give no more bulls and no more heifers. God said, I'll make my body, I'll go down. Amen. This thing is not contaminated anymore. He went down, amen, and brought it back to life. Amen. It's an unbreakable, brethren. This thing is in the blood. You can't wash it away. Amen. They can't drink it away. They can't talk it away or sign it away. Amen. Your name, you got a new name in heaven. It's written down in heaven. Your name is written down. Amen. We're going to get ready to go into prayer. We got about 4 minutes left. We need the brethren to come in and pray. Amen. For those that are out there new in Christ, for those that are out there, amen, they felt they're not worthy. You're not worthy. Amen. You're not. You can't do it. Just accept it. All right. God bless you, Ella. 850. God bless you. 2337. God bless you on there.
Father God, once again, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this broadcast. We thank you for Bishop, his family. We thank you for each and every member listening. We pray for the people knowing and unknowing Christ. Lord, that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Lord, that Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. Lord, thank you for touching my heart and molding me into the man that you want me to be. Help us, Jesus. Help us in any and every way that you possibly can. Lord, thank you for never leaving me or forsaking me. I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice, their family members, and the well-being of their hearts. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We God bless you. Amen. With another, there are some animals in hell. Amen. When you begin to research it. Amen. We want to leave that on the table as you go home and study. There are some animals in hell in Mark, the 9th chapter and 48th verse. Amen. God bless you, Doctor. 305-4271. You're on the air. A prayer.
Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you, God, for all that are participating. Thank you for all the listeners on the air today. We thank you, Father, for delivering us from unsound doctrines. We thank you for the truth. You said it makes us free. We thank you for healing and deliverances of our bodies. We thank you, God, for never leaving us. Nor have you forsaken us. All of the trouble that we have gone through, we thank you, Lord, that our minds are yet on you. We praise you, today, God, for each and every one that will call on your name. We thank you for the covenant which that we live and dwell. Thank you for Jesus, your Son, whom you gave, that we can live and have an abundant life. And not only that, God, we thank you, oh God, for delivering us, oh God, from the hands of men, the platforms of men that, oh God, come to overtake us and destroy us and mislead us. And we just praise you, God, for Bishop ever continue to bless him and keep him thanking, Lord, that justification, oh God, will reign at his house. And we praise you for it tonight. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Go home and study and meditate, amen, on the covenant that's run through the Old Testament, amen, the Old Covenant, amen. You can see that it runs all the way through the whole Bible. It speaks about Jesus, amen. Like I said, there's an animal that lives in hell in the book of Mark, the 9th chapter and the 48th verse. The Bible says where there are worms does not die. And the fire is not quenched. We thank God. God delivered us from all of that darkness. And amen. So the weeping and gashing of teeth. But Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has delivered us. God bless you. The next time, we love you. Don't give up. You got a covenant, brethren. You got a covenant. It covers everything. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. God bless you until the next time.